It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our host, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
I'm Jeff. That's John.
Yeah.
That's Mary. That's
Hi.
Lauren. Everybody's Hi. Here, and we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, double events. We're going to talk first.
Busy morning.
About the
Diamonds for doorways.
Miss Mary Wormington.
Yes, tomorrow evening.
You always got so much energy.
Oh, wow. Well.
And it makes me feel good when people come in and go, what's wrong with JW?
Oh, well, he's sick.
I'm getting well.
I'm just...
Okay. Recovering. We were concerned.
I'm recovering.
Because he's always so happy.
All right.
Diamonds for Doorways, tomorrow evening, 7 to 9, two-hour event. Lots of prizes going out, silent auction items, but giving away that big ring from Crocker's.
How big?
It's $6,000 ring.
That's big.
$6,000 big.
But it's a forever marked diamond. And forever marked diamonds have an inscription inside of each diamond that makes it unique to that diamond. So they're really, really valuable.
Jeff,
I never heard of that.
You got to put in $100, you can get you a $6,000 ring.
That's right.
That's just
what
I need.
And we only sell a limited amount of tickets, so your chances are even higher to win.
There's really not very many tickets left, though.
No, we just have a few. I don't know if we even have $50 tickets left, but we definitely have a few more to sell for $100 to a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. How can they get those?
Just to call me, and I'll deliver the tickets at 903-832-1746.
832-1746.
That's right.
They'll just run them right over to you.
That's personal service right there.
Or call the pig, call these old men, and they'll direct you to me.
Yes, somebody please call these old men.
They're sad.
You're
happy now.
I want to tell you something. Yeah, because you got me laughing. I'll tell you something funny. He won't like it, but funny. The guest we had in earlier was with the Texan, Texas Parks and Recreation Department. Uh-huh. I forgot how we were finishing up talking or whatever, but Jeff was saying something about get the app or something like that, and he was going, oh, my mom listens all the time. It's my mom's favorite radio station.
Yeah, but while I was out, he had somebody come in, and she's like, I've been listening to you since I was a baby. So... We're not that old. Come on now. All right, so Diamonds to Doorways. But along with that is, I know that you've had a couple of habitat builds going over in Nash.
Yes.
And Nash has been a big supporter and partner with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, the city has been very, very good to us.
And
we have a house going up there. It's like this close to getting finished. But one of the things that I do as an individual is I'm in Texarkana Sunrise Rotary Club, and we meet in Nash. So since we meet in Nash, we want to support Nash.
Sure.
And last week, we went to the elementary school and handed out dictionaries to all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And this next week, we're going to participate in the City of Nash National Night Out.
City of Nash National Night Out.
Right.
Say that fast three times.
Right. And our Rotary Club is going to have the Iron Lung there so people can actually see it. So we're very pleased that the city allowed us to participate in this.
What's the story with the Iron Lung then? I mean, just to share a little bit of that.
Well, if you'll recall, because you're an old man, when the polio epidemic was really big, people's lungs were not functioning, so this contraption, and it's huge.
And they were basically trapped in it.
That's right, but you were alive.
Yeah.
So it kept lots and lots of people alive, but the polio epidemic is slowly shrinking. There's only a couple of countries in the world that still have that epidemic. The thing is if any one of them were ever to get on an airplane, everyone would be exposed. And then all those people come in contact with everyone else.
And that's right. Like an outbreak monkey.
We want to eradicate polio.
And Rotary International has really come a long way in doing that.
That's right. That's right.
You remember when Jonas Salk came out with that vaccine for polio? You remember when Jonas Salk came out with that vaccine? Remember you and Fabe?
He went to school with him.
You and Fabe know about that, don't you?
Don't let them make you feel old. Don't let them do it.
They're toying with my emotions, Lauren.
They are.
You see this, right?
I see it. They're, I'm a witness.
They're just rude people. No, they're not.
But we got national night out.
Yeah, tell us what's going to... this is a big event for Nash.
It is a big event for Nash.
Actually, shut down some streets and whatnot.
We do. It's a national event, but for Nash, it's a very exciting time for us. And we've got a lot of really great local businesses who believe in National Night Out. And National Night Out started and still is... the purpose, the goal is to bring together our local community, our local law enforcement community, and let them have a platform, an event to have a good time, to make some friendships, to make some relationships, some partnerships, if you will. In this day and time, y'all know it's just really important sometimes to get just your community together and to build a spirit of community. And that's what National Night Out is about. For Nash, we have where we shut down the street right in front of City Hall.
That's right there by between Smokey Joe's and City Hall there.
Elm Street.
Yes, Elm Street. Mm-hmm. We are at 119 Elm Street, and we shut down the entire city. And at 5 o'clock, we shut it down, and we have a party. We've got live music. We've got food. Got bounce houses for the kids.
You got him with food.
Right? That brings a lot of people out. But we have a lot of good stuff. Some organizations that do bring some really informative things, like the Iron Lung from the Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's really fun for the kids. We've got giveaways. We've got information. We've got our local businesses there. So that some of the community that's not had the opportunity to really get to know Nash, they get to see what it's about. So we have a good time. And we've got our fire department there. We've got our public works there. All of our city officials are going to be there. And we just get out there. We've got music and food.
And what hours, though? I mean, it's going
to
be...
it is from 6 to 8:30, October the 1st.
That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. And it's going to be a really good time. Last year, we had 700 to 800 people there. Each year, it grows by 100 to 200. And so we have had to expand it, shut down the city.
That's great.
For the streets even further so that we can get all those people packed in. But it is good. It's a good event. It's an important purpose.
And that's, you know, that's what we're wanting to promote. Anything, you know, there's so much positive and good stuff going on around here. You just don't hear about it because everybody's
Absolutely.
Got a news site. So, you know, bad news travels fast.
Sure.
We want to concentrate on some positive. Miss Mary and Habitat for Humanity. Earlier we had Eddie in here.
With Texarkana Parks and Recreation, they got a lot of stuff going on in October. But this is a win-win situation. You can go tomorrow and win you a $6,000 diamond ring and then wear it to the national...
not just the $6,000 ring, though, but these other prizes
yes,
that Crockers are putting
up. Crockers gave us 10 bags, so there's 10 people that are going to walk away with a little Crockers bag.
All right.
And they ain't cheap. Crockers.
There's nice little gift cards in there.
They take care of you nice. Mm-hmm. So, ladies.
Hello.
You ready to play? We got Miss Mary Wormington and Miss Lauren. From the city of Nash,
yep.
National Night Out. That's what I'm always going to remember you as now.
That's all right.
Miss National Night Out.
Yeah.
do you get a crown with that?
Yeah.
Miss National
Oh, yeah,
Night.
And a sash.
Okay.
I would like diamonds, please.
Well, then you should be at the event tomorrow
at
Perry's place. All right, so headline truth or trash. These are some, it could be a real headline.
Okay.
Could be just made up.
Okay.
No
so,
telling.
So you we're going to see who... truth or trash.
Okay.
All
right, the first headline, China planning major crackdown on vaping. Think that's true or trash?
Trash.
Trash.
It's true.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, even the communists.
I didn't think they had it over there.
Well, they
you know, even the communists see it as a bad thing, so they're...
Oh, my God.
All right. The next headline, Willie Nelson accidentally smokes zucchini.
That's false.
That doesn't sound right.
That's trash.
I almost said true, just because it sounds crazy.
Trash.
Surely.
It's trash.
He couldn't get it to stay lit.
Woman
survives being trapped under camel by biting its private parts.
True.
Go ahead, Mary.
What?
Say true.
That's
say true,
crazy
Mary.
I'm trying to picture it. True.
Don't picture it.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's true. A woman in Florida had her dog had to take a potty break, She was traveling and went into a petting zoo, and she went in there to get it, and the camel sat down on her. She took a bite out of that.
She escaped.
Here's another one. One in eight people in New Orleans have an arrest warrant out for them.
New Orleans.
Nolens. Okay, I'm sorry. One in eight people in Nolens have an arrest warrant out for them.
I say true.
It's false.
Ah, but, we're not very good at this.
But one in seven do.
It
was just barely
false. That's
a
trick question.
Yeah. An Idaho man has set a new world record for tossing a pizza. True or trash?
I think that's true.
Sounds true.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Where is the pizza guy?
He actually set a world record for throwing a tortilla.
It was
54 feet.
Hey, you're not changing these, are you?
No.
Are you reading them right off the thing?
Right off the thing.
Don't change them.
Why was he throwing the tortilla? For fun or at someone?
Probably both. It was Idaho. There's no telling. Florida police arrest 6-year-old at school for throwing tantrum.
True.
It is true.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit, I don't even want to get into it.
I mean, can we really get into
it? Yeah, the kid kicked a staffer, and so they called the cops. And now that police officer has been fired, though, by the way. But that's where we come to now. We can't paddle kids no more. No. We got to lock them up at 6 years old. Mm-hmm. All right, so a Montana woman quits her job to look for her lost dog.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. And she found the dog, too. 57 days it took her.
Wow.
All right, so the last one here, Area 51 rally failed. Next stop, Area 52.
That's a bunch of trash.
Yeah,
that's trash.
It is trash. But, you
that
know,
sounded like trash.
Only like 100 people showed up to that thing. But, you know, if they had all showed up in, like, Bigfoot costumes.
Right?
You know, I mean, how could they get any serious trouble? I mean, they're dressed as Bigfoot at Area 51. It seems like, you can't come in here, but you got a great sense of humor. That
that's
kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Thank y'all for coming in and playing with us this morning. You'll come back often?
Lots of fun. Yes.
All right, then.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.